Embarking on your wellness journey in today's society can truly be one of the most anxiety-ridden and scary things for multiple reasons. Today's episode was brought to me yesterday while I was having kind of a little debacle with my family. I'm currently back in my hometown for about 5-ish days because I had a surgery, and in the last year, I've been kind of dealing with some issues within myself and my health, and just kind of understanding, like, why is this here? What am I trying to, you know, learn from this, this and that? I know not everything in life has to be taken so, like, spiritually, and you don't have to kind of delayer everything, but I knew this definitely was something that was like a wake-up call that I needed to pay attention to my health more, and I also needed to understand that, like, some people in my life shouldn't be around me. So I had the surgical procedure. I suffered from some slight paralysis. I don't know why I said that way. Some slight paralysis in my face, and I'm just healing. But besides the point, I was having this small debacle with my parents, and we were talking about health and wellness, but in today's society. My parents have always really been my role models for health and wellness, especially my mom. Not only was she a bodybuilder, but she truly just does care about her health. And of course, there's things that you're going to take from your parents that you agree with, and then there's things that you won't agree with. And I love them dearly, and it changes nothing about how much I love them and, of course, how much I support them. But of course, like I said, there's things that you're not going to agree with. That's just life. And I feel like if you agreed with everything that people said, especially your parents, then you wouldn't be you. Basically, we were talking about how people are really busy in today's society, and obesity is truly one of the number one things, especially as we know in America, that is a health disorder for a lot of people. Obesity is everywhere, and we are consuming so much produced foods that you wouldn't even believe. And I think this new generation, this new era is coming to this consciousness of not only are we being false marketed because we are buying products that say, oh, healthy this, lose this, or keto, or drink this shake and you'll lose 40 pounds, or just put this supplement into your stomach and you will have a flat waist, right? All of this stuff, if you aren't aware of now, is fake. I have talked about it multiple times on my social media. I do not stand for any company that is on, like, for instance, Herbalife or things that are on that wavelength. I do not stand for it, and I openly will say that, and I'm not. Of course, I want to be the kindest spirit I can be, but it's okay if I offend some people by saying that, because I know it's true and I know it's real, and I would never tell my audience or promote to my audience things that are going to harm them in the long run. With a lot of these companies, and none in specific, I know I labeled some, but none in specific, we are starting to see health issues, like serious health issues. People are starting to have symptoms of, like, nausea or anxiety or eating disorders. These are not things we want to be implementing. I was actually, the other day after my surgery, I was literally sitting watching TV, and they have this new product that I forget what it's called. I should have looked it up before this podcast. It was like VO something. VO, no, I don't remember. Like Voss or something like that. Not Voss water, but something of the such. And it's basically a shot that you give yourself, right? And we all know what Ozempic is. Like, it's literally Ozempic. And we all know what that is. It's slowing down the rate that you're hungry. And it's, in my mind, it's literally a shot of an eating disorder. It is so terrible. I know that, like, the Jenners are on Ozempic and they take Ozempic. I've talked to some people and they're like, hey, like, there's this new product. Like, should I? I'm like, no. If you don't have type 2 diabetes, you should not be giving yourself a shot daily just to lose weight. Anyways, that was my little rant. I just seriously was, you know, on edge, not with my parents' conversation. That was a whole different conversation on just like how people don't have time anymore to give to their health. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. But the other portion is just like misinformation on the internet. And it makes me so sad that people are getting wrapped up in it and they're seriously trying anything under the sun to lose weight and to look good, when in reality, people don't understand the connections. And that's why I'm here. If you are new, or if you are still here from the beginning, welcome. This is Unlock Your Highest Self. I am a passionate personal trainer about the mind, body, and soul connections through movement, health, and wellness. And today's topic fits seamlessly into those three. We are talking about embarking on your wellness journey and the three crucial tips I give to any client, any person, any friend to getting started. So we just understood in my little tangent there that it's a dangerous world out there, because not only is there a bunch of misinformation, but as we know, there's societal standards of X, Y, and Z, right? We know that in order to fit into a certain group or to fit into a certain category of health and wellness, you need to look like type A, right? Not type B, but type A. And I think our generation, again, is getting more understandable with self-expression and basically embracing our bodies and who we are. But on that topic still, I think there always needs to be a balance, and with both ends of the stick, it's too much. We have the people who are advocates for self-loving and they embrace their body at whatever, you know, physique they're at, and that's great, and I also stand for that, and I will never ever take that away from someone, because not only can I tell that their mind, body, and soul are connected, but they just embrace the essence of their being. Do you think there's an issue with that? The issue that can stem from that is those individuals not actually being healthy. It's one thing for someone to embrace their body or their mind and their soul and to love themselves, but if they're not truly healthy, then what good are you doing? If you're seriously like, I love my body, I'm taking care of my body, but then you go and abuse it with substances, or you go and eat out a lot, or you're just feeding your mind with negative thoughts constantly, then you're not actually healthy and your love is fake. It's the hard truth. And I've been there before where I'm like, I love my body. I'm so skinny right now, this and that. And I've talked about that many times on this podcast. I wasn't truly healthy. So how can we get to where we actually are healthy, we're actually embracing this body that we're put in, and we're actually implementing these habits? Well, that is going to start with these three crucial tips to truly get your tracks going and to get your wheels turning. Number one, and the first thing that truly makes sense in my mind, and if you think about it, it just adds up, is establishing a morning routine. If you think about it, when you wake up in the morning, the first like five things that you do kind of determine your day. Because if you decide to stay in bed for two more hours, then you've already determined where your day is going to go. Now, I don't want people listening in to think that if they have a day where they need to sit in bed for an extra 2 hours, that their day is automatically over. That is something I don't want to promote, because I've struggled with that in my own life and my own being. But I do want to say, we're talking more of a habitual routine structure life. So it's okay to have those extra 2 hours here and there, but we're talking about like habits, like daily things that we should be implementing. Because if you're staying in bed for an extra 2 hours every single day, then yes, again, that balance factor isn't there. We don't want to be on either end of the stick. We want to be in the middle. And that's exactly what we're going for here. Waking up early has changed my life. Not only is it easier for me because I'm a morning person, but it's easier for me because I have aligned every kind of sector of health in my life. So getting up in the morning is something I truly enjoy and something I look forward to. I wouldn't say you have to be perfectly healthy and on your shit to do this. You have to just start romanticizing your life. Find something in the morning. Do you love to do morning movements like yoga, or do you look forward to your morning coffee, or maybe you have a really good breakfast? Sometimes I lay in bed at night and it's like 9 o'clock right before I shut my eyes and I zee away. I'm seriously thinking of the breakfast I'm going to make. because I love food that much. I'm like, I'm gonna make this, I'm gonna have this with it. Maybe I'll have some turkey bacon. I'll make myself a little fancy morning cocktail. Like, it is all perfectly set out in my mind. So when I wake up, I know exactly what I'm doing. So that's why I wake up early. I typically give myself anywhere from an hour to 2 hours. That is not necessary. I would honestly say 15 minutes. Like, not 15 minutes before you head out the door, but 15 added minutes to what you typically do. So if it takes you 30 minutes to, say you work a job and to put your makeup on, brush your teeth, and maybe eat breakfast, then add 15 minutes. So now you have 45 minutes, and those extra 15 minutes can be something towards you, something to set you up into the right direction for health and wellness. And this is daily, people. Like, this is showing up every single day to who you want to be, not just like in the mind sector or in the success sector, but this is strictly about health and wellness. We want to be taking care of our bodies. When we put our bodies into overdrive and we're constantly, constantly doing things like this, where we're going to work, we're giving ourselves no time. I've been there and I still fall into this trap. And then I get exhausted, I get burnt out, and I usually end up getting sick. And there's nothing more that Maya McCarthy hates in this life than being sick. And I know hate is such a strong word, and I'm going to use it for being sick because I despise it. I love to be healthy, and like I said, in the last year with having some minor health issues, and like, seriously, I cannot even express the amounts of gratitude that I have for my being and just for the universe and God itself for not pushing too much on me and not making it more than what it was. But it's still put into perspective, like, wow, health is so important, and without it, we truly have nothing. And that's why you need to truly start caring about your health today, like this moment, the second on this podcast, right now. Within that morning routine, since we're giving ourselves 15 extra minutes, I always tell people, incorporate or implement something that really settles the mind. You guys all know that I love the mind, body, and soul. I think those three are just basically what sums up my existence, what sums up why I'm here and who I am. Of course, it sums up everyone, right? But for me, it just hits a little different. And I really think that the mind is super important. So every morning with those extra 15 minutes that I've given myself, I incorporate one mindful practice. This could seriously be like reading 2 pages of a book that you enjoy. It doesn't have to be like every single day you're sitting on the floor like a monk and meditating and drinking your tea and journaling. Now, I do that stuff religiously because it is what sets me up for a wonderful day, and it's what changes my mindset, and it's changed me as a person, and it's changed me as a whole person. I used to be super angry and I used to be frustrated every single day. And when I just give myself 15 minutes in the morning to let it out on paper or to release it or to accept it, then I can move forward into the day. And it's kind of like when those things approach me in the day, because of course you're going to become angry during the day. You're going to have things that upset you. I work with individuals 24/7. My job, I see people all day long. Of course, people are going to get on my nerves. I'm human being. Like, it's a flaw that we all have. So people are going to get on my nerves. When you have a base of structure, you can revert back to that. And I can refer back to that base, and I can come to this grounding of, okay, everything's okay. You know, I didn't waste 15 minutes this morning putting an effort to my mind, body, and soul to just let it all go and to be this angry being, because I know that's not me. Let it go, accept it, and so on. The last thing in the morning is breakfast. Like I talked about it, I literally daydream, or I guess dream in general at night, about my breakfast. You all know the commercial with the Frosted Flakes, like Breakfast of Champs or whatever that, I don't even know what that commercial is. And I don't know why I just thought of that, but you know what I'm talking about. Breakfast is so important, not only for the health factors, right? Because we all know that it speeds up our metabolism. We all know that we need protein and carbs in the morning, especially if we're athletes or any type of gym rat or someone that loves to train. We all know this. But for the other aspect, is it literally just gives us energy to be alive. we've gone for 12 hours normally. Like, if you stop eating at like 7 o'clock-ish and you wake up at 7, or if you wake up at like 8 and you stop eating at like midnight or something, it's normally anywhere from like 8 hours to 12 hours. And for me, it's, I do a 12-hour fast. I religiously stop eating every single day at 6 p.m. and I don't eat till 6 a.m. Now, some days it's probably like 11 hours because sometimes I eat at 5 a.m., but you get the point, you get the gist. So if you were to go the entire day while you're awake and not eat, how would you feel? How would you be? How would your moods swing? How would your hormone balance be? Just because you're sleeping doesn't mean that you're not alive. Yes, you're laying in bed. Yes, you're not burning as many calories as you typically probably would. But if you have like a sedentary job, it's kind of equivalent, I would say. We'll get into that later. So if you add it up together, you seriously just need to eat. It just makes sense. You've gone so long with no food. Your body needs nourishment. It needs nutrition. In the slightest, all you can do at least is just give it some water, which you need water. Water is so important. But give it something that is quick and easy but nutritional. I'm a huge advocate for just chucking some yogurt in a bowl with granola and fruit and calling it a day. For me, I love to get super extravagant and fun and crafty with my breakfasts because it's the only time of the day that I actually make my meal. I don't meal prep breakfast. It's the only meal I don't meal prep. I might like cut up veggies and like make turkey bacon, but I don't truly sit down and meal prep every single portion of my breakfast. So I give myself typically 30 minutes to prep, make, and eat it. And it's enjoyable for me. And I love it. And I eat it up and I romanticize it. And I can't wait till I'm in my new apartment just sitting and eating my fun little breakfast and looking out, hopefully, at my beautiful view that I have. So again, romanticizing, but also understanding that you have to implement these things. You can't just romanticize it periodically. It has to be like a structure. Not every morning is it sweet and fun to sit down and drink my tea and have breakfast. I'm like, no, I have 18 million things to do today. I need to get in, get out, get done. And that's fine. But I've created that discipline and that structure. Incorporating movement. Everyone in my life, no matter friend, family, or supporter, knows that I love movement and I will never not talk about it in any situation. Like, seriously, I know I'm annoying about it, but I don't care. And I'm glad that I don't care because normally what I have to say is facts. I am, unfortunately, that annoying person that's like, someone's like, I have a headache or I've been breaking out. I'm like, did you try working out and doing yoga? I love it about myself because it is true and I know that and I have that consciousness of understanding, but I know that I'm 110% annoying to every other person because they're looking for not that response. But anyway, so incorporating movement is truly something you have to do. And I'm not going to talk super in depth about this because we all know what we need to do. We all know it's crucial to get in the gym or to go for walks. And I've talked about it multiple times on this podcast. But if you seriously want to embark on this wellness journey and you're serious about it, you want to not only get in shape, but you want to align all three realms and you want to become your highest being, you have to start moving. I think this is honestly, in my mind, the easiest portion. As a personal trainer who's had up to 100 plus clients, that moving portion is easier than the nutrition. But again, that is definitely a little biased because I have suffered from eating disorders and I have suffered from like self-restraint around certain foods just from how I grew up and just from implementations that I put in my life and from bad habits that I started. So again, it's a little biased, but I think most personal trainers, and I'm saying I think because I'm not 100% sure, would probably agree with me. When you wake up, it's so easy to get in 10-minute intervals of walking 4 times a day. Think about it. If you want to walk 40 minutes a day, 40 minutes typically would probably, I don't know exactly how many steps it would add up to, but I would say anywhere from like 3,000 to 5,000. Now, I say 10K a day steps is what you're seriously going to want to opt for, no matter what fitness level you're at, no matter what health and wellness level you're at, no matter what your mobility and your movement structure is in life. I think 10K is a beautiful pinpoint. For me personally, I shoot for 15K to 20K a day. And if you don't know how much that is, try going out tomorrow and seeing how many steps you have if you have a tracker. I don't even have a tracker, but I know I get about 20K a day because I walk to and from class when I have the opportunity. And then I'm on my feet from 4 a.m. till typically 5 p.m., 6 p.m. I would say 10K is where you should be at. You should be moving and stepping about 10,000 steps a day. Because not only is it good to not be sedentary, but this gets your body moving. Blood clots happen as we age, and that's from being sedentary. And the more sedentary you are now, the more at risk you are to them later. Not just blood clots, high cholesterol, low metabolism, these are all factors of being sedentary. And not only is it sound, you know, like, oh, whatever, low metabolism, it's fine. I'm still looking good. Doesn't matter, because in 10 years, you're probably gonna gain some weight. And also on top of that, you're probably going to start having health issues 10 to 20 years earlier than everyone else is. And on top of that, people, health in America is expensive. We take our health for granted until we have to actually pull money out. Oh, it's just a pill. We'll take a pill in 20 years, right? I don't care about my... That one gets me. That one seriously gets me. It angers me whenever anyone is like, oh, I don't care if me binge drinking every day and sitting on the couch is going to affect me 20 years from now. They'll make a pill for it. Huh? You said what? Run it back. That makes me go, poof. Because not only does it make me understand where most people are at in life about their being and their vessel that they were granted. Literally, we are given this vessel, like we are granted it, we are given it. It's a gift. If you got a new car, you would take care of that car, right? Exactly. Also, it shows me that people are willing to pay for things. People are willing to pay for Ozempic. People are willing to pay to lose weight. It's just the society we live in today. But honestly, I won't talk about it anymore because it angers me and I just want to be me and I don't want to be angry, and I'm going to accept that people will do that. But if you're tuning in today and you reside with me, please check in with yourself and ask yourself, are you someone that does any of those things? I don't care what you do in your personal life, but I'm talking about your health and wellness. Are you someone that just rubs off these things for later and you're like, I'll deal with it later? Because later is going to come. You're not going to like it. I work with individuals every single day who told me, and tell me, I wish I was like you when I was your age, because I wish I moved more. I wish I took 10 to 15 minutes to take care of my health instead of rubbing it off, because now they all have issues. They're experiencing heart failures, heart issues at the age of 50. If you're anyone that wants to have a family or cares about that aspect of life, you have to be healthy. Not only are you going to influence the beings in your life, you have to survive. And you have to prosper to get to those points to enjoy. I want to travel my whole life. And I know right now that if I don't keep up my health and wellness, if I don't continue to work out while I travel and continue to move my body, that ain't gonna happen. So it's kind of like, of course we want to live in the present moment. Of course we want to be here right now and today in this moment. But we also slightly have to remember what we do now in this being in this second will affect us later. And if you are conscious in this moment, then you should know that you should be doing good things currently. All in all, move your body. 10-minute intervals, 4 times a day, that's 40 minutes of walking. If you work in an office, stand up, 10 minutes, go for a walk, come back to your chair, sit. You just walk 10 minutes. You got your body moving. You got things going. Of course, it's not equivalent to a jog or a CNS training or hypertrophy training or weight training or CrossFit. Of course, it's not equivalent. We're not really going to be equivalent with every area. We can make up for that later. We can go to the gym after work. I still tell people, even if they go to the gym for an hour a day, that's only an hour of movement. We all are like, I went to the gym for 2 hours today. I was there for 2 hours. Yeah, I worked out. I don't know what that voice is. Are you moving your body the rest of the day? Because 2 hours of heavy lifting is awesome, but did you walk here? Did you get your heart moving? Your heart's also a muscle. Think about it, implement it, do it. Last thing, as you can guess, we have covered the structure and the habitual part of our being early in the AM. We have covered movement and basically the body portion. Now we're going to understand how we can soulfully and mindfully implement nutritional habits. I personally think eating is the hardest part. Eating good, eating nutritionally. For me, it's been hard to find that balance of not underfeeding myself or overfeeding myself or feeding myself with fake nutritional products. For the first 2 years of my gym experience, in all honesty, I was eating these high protein things, these high protein waffles, and these are terrible for us. The protein we need to be intaking is meats or produce or vegetables. That needs to be our protein base. So with nutritional wise, we all know, and my best rule of thumb is, if it didn't grow from the earth, then should you seriously be eating it religiously? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I love a good Coca-Cola. It's my guilty pleasure. I love a good Coca-Cola. Me and my best friend, every time we go out, we get one, or sometimes I go over to her house and she'll be like, do you want a Coke? And I'm like, of course I do. I know that I can enjoy and I can indulge, and I've gotten to this point of security in my being. That Coke in that moment, yeah, it's probably not the best thing that I could drink. If I haven't had one in a while, it's not going to kill me 20 years down the road. We know this. But the thing is, if I'm on top of drinking that Coke, then eating all of these processed foods, or even that, going to Walmart and trying to find, and I'm doing quotation marks, healthy alternatives or healthy foods that are just labeled healthy, I'm harming myself. Seriously. These foods, if you look at the back, the amount of ingredients that are on there to replace the sugars and the butters and the fats that typically, like, let's just say, for instance, the protein waffles. Everyone knows they're good. They're fun to make, whatnot, right? I make them occasionally. Last year, I ate them a lot and then I threw it out. I was like, this is just actually so bad for me. I threw it out and I was like, I'm done. But before I threw it out, I went to the back, and to make up for, again, the sugars, the butters that are in your traditional, like, waffle mix, there's words that I didn't even know what they were, and I looked them up, and it was, like, small amounts of, like, plastic or small amounts of, I don't even know what the word is. They basically use, like, filler products that are sweeteners, not like stevia, but, like, filler sweeteners that, one, what? Like, that crap is, like, what we're putting in cars. Why are we putting it in our body? So again, be mindful when you're going and shopping. Rule of thumb, if it didn't grow from the earth, should you really be eating it? Now, of course, we have great things today that are like, easy and fast. Like, Lean cuisines are great when you're on a time crunch. These are all great. And let me put this in perspective. These are all great occasionally. And what I mean by that is, I typically, on a day-to-day basis, eat very nutritional. Not just because I'm trying to keep up and maintain a physique, but because it makes me feel alive. That's just the truth. What you're putting in is going to reflect out. So if you're eating a bunch of carrots and that's all you eat, you're going to turn orange. No, but basically what you eat and what you indulge in and what you give yourself in a nutritional sense, we all know it's going to show on our face and our skin. It's going to show in our hair. It's going to show especially in our body and our physique. So for me, like I said, I eat pretty nutritional, but I have my days where I am super busy. Like, I have my days where I can't even get back to my apartment. So yeah, your girl might go get Chipotle, or she might just grab a Lean cuisine and heat it up. Those things, again, it's all about balance. If I wanted to get McDonald's or Chick-fil-A, I would do that too. And I do that. But again, I have to remember that when I am just, but I have to remember the moment that that gets out of balance and it gets to one end of the stick, then I'm not practicing what I preach, and I'm also not benefiting myself for the future. Thank you guys for tuning in. I know this has been kind of all over the board, but I was just, like I said, really inspired yesterday from my small debacle on how my parents were saying that, well, people have kids, people are busy, it's hard to implement nutritional balance and to implement movement throughout their day, but I don't believe in that. I never will. You might call me a hypocrite or biased because I'm in college and I have all this time, but the thing is everyone is busy. Everyone is busy in their own terms, and it's up to us to decide, do we want to find 15 to 20 minutes every day to schedule time away for our health and wellness so that in 20 50, 60, 70 years, we don't have to, one, pay a bunch of money or not be here. Longevity is so crucial, especially in your 20s, because you need to be implementing these structures and these habitual practices. If you're someone who doesn't really care about how long you live, that's cool. That's fine. I don't think life is really about how long we live, but I do think it's about experiencing every moment in our highest being, and that accounts for health and wellness. You can mentally be there, you can emotionally be there, you can socially be there, but if you're not healthy, you have nothing. Thank you all for tuning in. Like always, I appreciate and support downloads, likes, shares, follows. And I also have a YouTube channel now that I'm going to be posting more educational and motivational topics on women's health, mind, body, and soul connections on there. So go subscribe and like if you want. And again, my socials, my Instagram will always be linked below. I love you all. Show up for yourself, because without health, we have nothing. My blessings to you all.